On September 13th, white CSO detectives were contacted by the Paradise Valley Police Department for assistance in a real estate fraud case involving a location in the 16,000 block of South Cortis Lakes Drive in Cortis Lakes. Paradise Valley detectives were investigating a complaint from an elderly victim who stated someone forged documents showing she had signed over her property to a person in Indiana. The deed had been filed with Maricopa County as a legal document. It was later learned the notary signature had been forged. Extensive follow-up by tracking internet activity led to identifying 30-year-old Jesse Thacker residing at the Cortis Lakes Drive address. Paradise Valley detectives also discovered that several additional title documents had been filed along with forged notary signatures from Thacker's computer in both Maricopa and Yavapai counties. YCSO detectives researched the leads provided and found 11 Yavapai County properties have been deeded to names associated with Thacker, who apparently had also obtained his own notary license and stamp. The victims in both counties were either deceased, elderly, or the home had been foreclosed on and sitting idle. Yavapai County properties traced to the fraud include Thacker's home, two properties on Marble Canyon in Cortis Lakes, Juniper Drive in Chino Valley, Grasshopper Lane in Chino Valley, Cimarron Drive in Camp Verde, Miners Gulch Drive in Clarksdale, Page Springs Road in Cornville, Cortis Lakes Drive in Cortis Lakes, Demers Avenue in Prescott, and Lonesome Hawk Drive in Prescott. On September 19th, YCSO and Paradise Valley detectives served a search warrant at the home of Thacker in the 16,000 block of South Cortis Lakes Drive. Detectives located a notebook containing an outline of the fraudulent activities authored by Thacker. There were pages of signatures from victims used by Thacker so he could practice writing their names. He indicated to detectives that part of his plan was to start a real estate company, transfer the properties to that company, and then sell them off. He also admits in his writings, quote, "If I keep doing it, I'm really going to get in big trouble," unquote. Detectives found stacks of paperwork connected to the various victims in both counties. Thacker stated he was only taking property from foreclosure companies who were committing fraud by taking properties in the first place. He used internet real estate sites to find foreclosed properties and was able to cut and paste necessary information from legitimate documents to create forgeries. He had plans to change the locks on the properties, he claimed, so only he could gain access. And he would initially use fictitious names or names of friends he grew up with and plan to later put the properties in his name. In total, 11 properties in Yavapai County and 13 properties in Maricopa County were involved in Thacker's scheme. The value estimated of these properties is in excess of $7 million. Detectives remained very busy cleaning up the fraud trail attached to these properties through associated recorder's offices. Thacker was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including fraud, forgery, impersonation or ID theft, and theft, and he remains in custody on a $500,000 bond.